Hello and welcome to episode 44 of the Coached by Holes podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Happy New Year, guys! I hope you have all had a lovely Christmas and New Year. I am very much looking forward to getting straight back into a normal routine as of, well, today and tomorrow, so this week. All my one-to-one clients have their goals set. I have launched my Thrive in 2025 online coaching program, and everyone who signed up to that is set up, ready to go. And I cannot wait to watch everyone literally thrive this year. Let's go. So this episode is going to be my ins for 2025. I'm doing two episodes. This one will be the ins, and then next week's will be the outs for 2025. They don't necessarily have to be your ins and outs too, but take some inspo from them. And honestly, all of these ins and outs will help you to live healthier and feel happier. So let's get to them. So my ins. In number one, more time in nature. There's so many benefits to this. Getting your steps in, immersing yourself in the beauty of the outdoors, natural light, vitamin D, fresh air, and it just lifts your mood. You feel so much better even after a few minutes being outside. Literally, so when you go outside, immerse yourself in the beauty of the outdoors. Listen to the sound of the birds. Well, the majority of the birds in Liverpool are just seagulls, and they aren't the best to be listening to. But we find parks and we listen to the birds in parks. Look at the trees literally dancing in the wind. Look at the bright blue sky, or the majority of the time, look at the fluffy clouds. Walks can seem quite boring, but if you manage to immerse yourself in the beauty of the outdoors, they become a lot more enjoyable. And your environment matters. Of course, sometimes you will just have to walk on the streets around your house, but on weekends, can you get into parks or around reservoirs or up hills just to make them a little bit more interesting? Spending more time in nature is actually linked to a more positive body image as well. So just another of its many benefits. So more time in nature. In number two, less time on social media. Notice how you feel after being on social media. Last year, I noticed that I would come off TikTok feeling really anxious and quite down. Honestly, for many reasons. The first being maybe I'd just seen quite a violent video on my For You page that I really didn't want to see. Another common thing is that I would sit there and see all these influencers being super rich, buying huge houses, going on loads of holidays, and being super successful. And honestly, that is amazing. But one, don't believe everything you see. And two, it made me question my life and my relationships, and it made me feel and think that my life wasn't good enough, which is absurd. Ryan is literally the most amazing partner, but if I saw a video of a girl receiving flowers for no reason, I'd be like, I deserve more. I want that too. No, that's not how it is. So appreciate who you have and what you have. After that, I deleted TikTok, haven't been back on it since. I can't even watch videos that friends send to me, which I won't lie, that is a huge red flag anyway. So they used to send it to me and I could click on it and I could watch it on Safari, but now you have to have an account. I can't even watch it on Safari. So a few alarm bells ringing there as to why that is. So I limit myself to 30 minutes scrolling time per day, but even the reels on Instagram aren't great sometimes. I just want to see the lols. But for some reason, I do not know what was up with my algorithm the other day. It was full of videos, and they were quite heartwarming, to be fair. So it was all like military homecomings and sort of like people who weren't able to walk, walking again, and people who have poor vision being able to see again, and all really heartwarming videos. But I sat and cried for about an hour, and then I just felt sad afterwards for no reason whatsoever. So be aware of that. And if that happens, come off the app and stay away from it for a few hours. In number three, tell people you love and appreciate them. I don't think we can do this too much. I was trying to think what the right saying was then. Yeah, I don't think you can do that too much. I think we should tell these people every day, because not only is it nice to tell people, it's nice to receive it as well. And when you reaffirm to your parents or your friends or your partner that you love and appreciate them, that connection, or your friends, that connection is just magnified, and we need more of that in the world. Next in, practice gratitude daily. This will honestly help you to live a happier, more fulfilled life. So back to the first point where I mentioned comparing myself to others online, this is where gratitude comes in. If you feel like that, sit down and make a list of 5 things or people you are grateful for, and you realize you have everything you need in your life right in front of you. You don't need ridiculous holidays or a 6-bed house to be happy. Be grateful for your morning coffee, for your friend who's there for you, for your mum who gives you a hug when you're feeling down, for your sofa that you get to sit on and watch TV. There is so much in life to be grateful for, and when you bring awareness to this, honestly, you will just feel happier and more fulfilled. Next in, move and fuel your body as a gift, not as a punishment. Exercise is not a punishment for your body. It is a gift to your body. Your body wants to be moved. It's designed to be moved. It wants to build muscle to support your health and build strength to make day-to-day life easier. When you work with yourself, not against yourself, it makes things so much easier. So if you think this is a punishment, of course you aren't going to want to do it, making it harder to actually do it. When you see it as a gift and reap all the benefits from it, it makes it so much easier to do. And it's absolutely mental to me that if you choose nutritious foods, you're seen as being on a diet. So if I was to go out for a meal with my family and I chose a salad, everyone would be like, oh, are you on a diet? No, I'm just choosing nutritious foods that fuel my body, and I enjoy it. Your body deserves to be fueled with nutritious foods because it literally keeps you alive all day, every day, without you even having to think about it. So fuel it well. Next in, we've got 2 more to go. Set flexible boundaries that support you, your health, and your relationships. You are allowed to say no. Always remember, when you fill your own cup first, you can pour into everyone else's much easier. Always put yourself first, and then you can be there for others just as good. And the final in, speak up for yourself. This is one that I really need to work on. I got my Christmas nails done before Christmas, obviously, and I hated them. Well, they're still on my fingers, so I still hate them. My amazing nail tech knew that I was pushing my comfort zone with my choice, and she even just painted one nail and asked, are you sure? Do you like it? Would you like me to carry on? And I said, yes, please. I love them. I didn't. Why in that moment did I not just speak up and tell her? She gave me the opportunity there, and I didn't say anything, and I have hated my nails for the past 3 weeks. If my food order is wrong when it gets brought out to me, I'm the person that smiles and nods to the waitress when they ask, "How is everything?" I'm like, "Yeah, perfect, thank you," even if it's completely wrong. If I receive my coffee order and it's wrong, I have got better at this now. I will go up and tell them because I'm not the biggest fan of coffee anyway. I have to have the right syrup in it for me to even enjoy it. So if it is wrong, then I will go up and tell them. I didn't used to. I used to just suck it up and drink the coffee that I paid quite a lot of money for that I don't even like. So start to speak up for yourself. I think the reason we do this is because we're people pleasers and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But just like the previous point, you have to fill your own cup first and put yourself first. Now, with that one, to be fair, I'm not saying be a prick. I hate it when people complain, especially for no real reason. It literally makes me want to turn inside out. But the only way you will get more confident with this is by actually doing it. And that's it for today's episode. We'll be back with the outs next week. And just whilst we're here, I still have one space left on my Thrive in 2025 online coaching program. So if you quite literally want to thrive this year, details of how to contact me are in the show notes, and I will see you next week. Okay, love you, bye.